It's February 23rd, 2005, and I have no voice for radio. It's the inaugural edition of I Have No Voice for Radio. I am your host, The Colonel, and this program will be dedicated to pop culture, movies, music, and whatever else I find worthy of discussing. Coming up on the program tonight, I will be talking about the director's cut DVD of Donnie Darko, the new Spoon album, Gimme Fiction, and the upcoming Robert Pollard solo release. The first solo release since the breakup of God Above Voices, called From a Compound Eye. But we're going to start off tonight's show with a tune from Brad Sucks called Dropping Out of School. Oh yes, another great tune from Brad Sucks. If you like what you heard there, surf on over to bradsucks.net where you can download some of his new demos as well as download his last album. All right, speaking of things that suck, yesterday I was driving, I was going through the drive-thru at Wendy's and I ordered a junior bacon cheeseburger. And so when the lady asked me, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, I'll take a junior bacon cheeseburger. And she responded, that'll come with cheese, sir. I'm like, yes, it's a cheeseburger. I expect it to come with cheese. No, sir, it comes with cheese. Yes, I want a junior bacon cheeseburger. Sir, it comes with cheese. Anyway, I just said, finally, just give me the burger. That's what I want. I want that burger with cheese. And when I pulled up into the first window where she took my money, I was like, now, is it called a junior bacon cheeseburger? And she said, but you said with cheese. I said, no, I didn't. I said, I want a junior bacon cheeseburger. She goes, no, sir, you said with cheese. I said, forget it. How much do I owe you? So I gave her my $1.05 and drove up to the next window. But whatever happened to the concept of the customer is always right? Or just customer service in general? When was the last time that you really got, you felt like you got good customer service? I don't know. But anyway, I had a friend send me a copy of the new Spoon album, Gimme Fiction. Now, the album doesn't really come out until, I think, late March, maybe even April. But, you know, thanks to the internet, you can get things a little early these days. So he mailed it to me the other night, and I got it, and I've been listening to it for the past couple of days, and I have to say, it's really, really good. It's the most adventurous album I think I've heard from Spoon. It's a little bit more rock than Girls Can Tell, and a little bit more, I don't know, it's a little bit more experimental than Kill the Moonlight. So if you are a fan of Spoon, you're definitely going to like this. If you have never given Spoon a chance or never heard of any of their music, when it does come out, I highly recommend you go and pick it up. I will be. And I was mentioning how the internet was used to get the new Spoon album a little bit earlier, but the internet can also is being used now by artists to get feedback from their fans. The new Robert Pollard album that hasn't been released yet, doesn't even have a label yet, has been, you know, Robert Pollard basically allowed people, his fans, to share the tracks, to discuss them, and to give him feedback on what they thought. He also asked the fans not critique, you know, the album in any way, shape, or form. All I'm going to say is that it's an excellent album. It's different than his work with God Above Voices, but it's definitely a very good album. What also is really cool is the new director's cut DVD of Donnie Darko. If you have not seen the movie Donnie Darko, I highly recommend you run out to Circuit City or Best Buy or some other retailer and not pick up the director's cut DVD, but pick up the original release of the DVD, because right now I saw it the other day, I believe, at Circuit City for $5. I mean, you can't even rent the movie for that amount, so might as well just go pick it up, because it's a fantastic movie. It is a story loosely, not necessarily based, but inspired by the Graham Greene short story, The Destructors, which many of us probably have read at one time or another, probably in high school. But it tells the story of a troubled teen who is, like so many other teens, heavily medicated in today's society. But he is also investigating the issues of time travel and is interacting with some type of spirit, or some type of voice that is guiding him to do things that he probably wouldn't normally do and doesn't understand why he's doing them. It has, with the aspect of the higher spirit, there has been many people who have given this movie a lot of spiritual significance. There are some characters that if you really want to try hard, you could probably draw some connections between them and characters from the Bible. However, I am not someone who could necessarily say those are clear connections, and wouldn't necessarily call this a Christian film or anything like that, like some have. But it's definitely a movie that when you watch it after it's over with, you are kind of in shock, maybe a little bit in awe, but you definitely have had some type of spiritual experience. And it's definitely an excellent movie. Now, the Director's Cut DVD is an excellent addition. It has a lot of special features on it. It has a documentary about the cult of the fan base of Donnie Darko. I think it's called The Cult of Donnie Darko. But it's also got I think it's mostly a mockumentary of the number one Donnie Darko fan, which is pretty entertaining. But the most important special feature for me, anyway, was the new director's commentary with his, you know, it's Richard Kelly, the director of this movie, is close friends with Kevin Smith of Clerks, Chasing Amy, and Mallrats fame. And anytime Kevin Smith is doing a commentary, it's always entertaining, and this one is no exception. So go out and at least rent a director's DVD cut or Netflix it. So that's just about going to do it for the inaugural edition of No Voice Radio. This has been the Colonel, and tonight we're going to sign off in memory of Dr. Hunter S. Thompson. And we're going to close things off with a tune from the Mountain Goats. See you next time.
I hope that our few remaining friends give up on trying to save us. I hope we come up with a fail-safe plot to piss off the dumb few that forgave us. I hope the fences we mended fall down beneath their own weight. And I hope we hang on past the last exit. I hope it's already too late. And I hope the junkyard a few blocks from here someday burns down. And I hope the rising black smoke carries me far away, and I never come back to this town again. In my life, I hope I lie. Tell everyone you were a good wife, and I hope you die. I hope we both die. I hope I cut myself shaving tomorrow. I hope it bleeds all day long. Our friends say it's darkest before the sun rises. We're pretty sure they're all wrong. I hope it stays dark forever. I hope the worst isn't over. And I hope you blink before I do. And I hope I never get sober. And I hope when you think of me years down the line, you can't find one good thing to say. And I'd hope that if I found the strength to walk out, you'd stay the hell out of my way. I am drowning. There is no sign of land. You are coming down with me, hand in unlovable hand. And I hope you die. I hope we both die.
For more information about this program, go to novoiceforradio.pitas.com.